In October 2017, a headline in Britain's The Times newspaper read, EU Parliament exposed as hotbed of sex harassment. The subheadline, more than a dozen female aides accused MEPs of groping and stalking, treating them like meat, unquote. Ryan Heath from Politico Europe has, for the past 2 years, been shining a spotlight on this kind of inappropriate and illegal behaviour in the European Parliament. This week, just ahead of the European Parliament elections, the hashtag EP2019 campaign pledge to combat sexual harassment in the EU has gone live. And Ryan is on the line. Hello, Ryan.
Hello, Keith.
I see you as the driving force behind this campaign.
Yeah, so this is organized by staffers within the European Parliament, but it's absolutely true that in my journalism, I've been trying to highlight this throughout the campaign. And ever since some of the initial Harvey Weinstein allegations came out and people started talking about this in Brussels as well. And so we have found cases of staff members raping other staff members, repeated harassment from MEPs on staff. And also those staff members have really struggled to get a lot of the members of Parliament to take them seriously. And so that's why any chance I can get, I talk about the issue, because it is a problem down at this parliament, and the elections are a chance to bring in a new group of MEPs who take a different attitude towards what goes on in their building.
When you started highlighting this issue around 2 years ago, some of the stories that were revealed, they made for some really uncomfortable reading. What kind of allegations did you receive?
Fairly gross abuses of power, and it ranges from people being touched up in elevators when they were on their own, usually young women, through to much more serious harassment that combines assault type of allegations, but then also really psychological bullying. And a sort of culture that suggests that you have to behave in a certain way if you want a job in some MEP offices. So you've got to dress a certain way, you've got to be open to the sort of comments or inappropriate touching that some members of parliament might want to go into. And that's really a fairly toxic culture. And that's what those staff members are trying to highlight. And I think it's a basic human right that you don't be subjected to that. So that's why I amplify it.
And the hashtag EP2019 campaign, you know, what is this going to change the culture within the Brussels bubble?
Yeah, that's a specific pledge that any current MEP or anyone running in the election can sign up to that says they won't harass anyone in their own environment, and that they'll also support measures to sort of punish and prevent violence against women in Europe. And so I think now more than 200 candidates have signed up, including 100 current MEPs. So it's one of the most successful campaigns of those sort of lobby groups around the election.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely fantastic job. Ryan Heath, thank you very much for your time, and thanks very much for driving this campaign forward.
Thank you.
From Bonn, Germany, you're listening to Inside Europe.